The Last Confession, written by Maurice West and read by James Condon. In France, I had been at first happy and busy. My lectures were well attended, I attracted students and disciples, I wrote steadily four works in Latin on various aspects of the art of memory. I was what I had always wanted to be, a scholar, a respected philosopher, publicly acclaimed for his works. I went regularly to court in my capacity as royal lector. I enjoyed the gracious favours of His Majesty. I had my private friendships among the nobles of his entourage, as well as among the scholars and the printers. I had women friends who received me readily. And there was always my strange, frustrating attachment to Françoise Solange. That was, if you like to call it so, one panel of the diptych. The other was dark and turbulent. Catholics and Protestants, in France called Huguenots, were in a state of sporadic war. The king, for all his graciousness to me, and let me say it plain, my fulsome diplomatic praise of him, was never in full control of the situation. There were riots and tumults in Paris and other cities. There were affrays in the university itself, which reminded me of my student days in Naples. There were also individual acts of violence, vendettas which dated back 10 years to the first massacres. There were assassins at large in the cities, hired to settle old scores. There was danger for me, too. I had rivals and enemies. I was, after all, a foreigner, a man with a cloud over his character, a contentious scholar, impatient of fools and pedants, lacking the discretion to lead a quiet life in a complicated situation. Eddies and currents formed about me, as they would about a tree branch fallen and stuck midstream in a swift river.